All right, guys, this is Tone. This is Flagpost Sports. And this is a succession, an unofficial succession podcast. And we have a lot to talk about. We had a big week last week. And this past week, another big, big, big episode. There's going to be some spoilers if you haven't watched the last couple weeks. But it was just incredible, amazing fucking episodes. Things that probably didn't actually see coming. I know I didn't see it coming, but we'll get into that. So last week, of course, was Connor's wedding, and kind of started off, you know, Logan being just fucking despicable, calling Roman, saying how he's not coming to Connor's wedding, that he got him some, you know, some expensive probably gift, whatever, but not coming to the wedding. And oh, by the way, we've kind of soured on Jerry. Why don't you just give her the heads up, aka fire? Roman, of course, has a history with Jerry, but you know, him being his father's son, he's going to take care of it. That's exactly what he did the first time he sees Jerry in the wedding. He basically acts weird, prompting Jerry to say, what the fuck is going on? And Roman telling her that the father is soured, the company wants to move on, and that she's going to be fired. And she basically, admittedly, you know, pissed, says that she guided the company through a shitstorm, which, you know, she probably did, but, you know, just the way Logan is. You're hot one day, you're cold the other day. And you don't really fucking know where you stand on the echelon of people in his life. And you cut to Tom and Greg. They're speaking. Greg is at the wedding. Tom is by a private jet waiting for Logan to arrive. Of course, meeting Madsen. And Greg's basically questioning his place. And Tom does not pull any punches, saying that, you know, he's in the shit house. He's kind of soured on Logan, and that he's not coming to go see Madsen, and that Logan is very pissed at him. Come back, Roman, Ken, Shiv at the wedding. Everything seems kind of cordial. They're all getting ready. It's Connor's wedding. What could go wrong? Till cut, Shiv starts getting a call from Tom. She doesn't pick up. She gets another call from Tom. She doesn't pick up. They go to tell Connor that their father's not coming. And they basically vote Shiv to do this. Shiv leaves. Roman gets a call from Tom where he tells Roman that Logan is not good. He was on the plane and he is not good. Roman is in shock. Ken is seeing his brothers, asking what the fuck is going on. And Tom basically tells him that they're doing chest compressions on Logan's body, that he was short of breath, he was in the bathroom, they had to break down the door, and now they're doing life-saving techniques on him. Now, say what you will about Ken and how much he hated his father, but he's very much involved with seeing the status of his father and making sure that he's getting care on the plane. Roman's in disbelief. Tom, meanwhile, is trying to tell both of them that maybe you can say something to your father, basically saying this is your final goodbye. Roman starts, and, you know, he's his father's son. He's upset, shaken up. Then he goes to Ken. He's upset, and he basically tells him that he can't forgive his father. He loves him, but he can't forgive him, which is fair. It's fair. They go to get Shiv. Ken steps out, goes back onto the reception floor, gets Shiv, brings him back. And Shiv is just basically the same as Ken. It's like she's upset. She can't deal with it. But you can see, like, she's holding something back, but she's still upset. And then they learn, basically, that Logan has passed. He's dead. I personally didn't think that. I mean, I thought at some point this season that Logan was going to die. I just you had to see that coming. I just didn't think it was so early on into the season. I thought maybe like second last, maybe the last episode. That's kind of how they leave it. But Logan's gone. Logan is gone. They go to tell Connor. Connor tells Willa, and then ensues the fucking chaos. Basically, everybody is they're gunning for their position in the company now. Tom, Carolina, they're all they're like, we gotta draft a statement. Basically solidifying their position on the board, their position with the company, maybe making moves. Meanwhile, Hugo meets the kids and he says that they're drafting a statement, which leads the kids to say, what the fuck is going on? They feel like they're the children, they're the ones who should draft a statement. And that leads to a little bit of tension from both sides. And the kids basically saying they gotta get out of there, they gotta go meet at the airport. Meanwhile, Connor talking to Willa, basically straight up asked her, are you with me for money? And her response was that she feels safe because of the money. She didn't say no. She didn't say yes. But it's kind of obvious. It's obvious. They still go on with the wedding. There was basically nobody there, but they went on with the wedding. Meanwhile, the kids go to the airport. They make a statement to the press saying that the father has died, Logan is dead. And she was upset. She was just, you could see she was physically upset. She has Tom console her. Roman, meanwhile, tells Ken that he wants to see the body, he wants to go on the plane. Ken watches from the distance as Roman goes in, as he comes out, and the body comes out in a stretcher. You could just kind of see like it was Ken basically like accepting and acknowledging what's happening, that he's the situation is fucked up. His father's dead. As much as he hated him, his father did help him. And the situation now, there is a succession. We get to the meat of the show. Who will be the successor? Fast forward now to this past episode, this past Sunday. The funeral for Logan at his home in the city. Marsh is there. Carrie appears. Carrie's just like completely fucked. Obviously, she lost a lot out of this. Without Logan, she's basically a fucking nobody. Marsha's she's got ulterior motives. She's getting her money. This is what she wanted the whole time. She's getting some property, including the house, which Connor basically says, we're looking to buy a house. We're getting property, from me and Willa. We'd be willing to buy this place if you put up the market. Marsha says, sure, 60, 70 million. That's what we're looking for. Connor says, how about 63? And Marsha literally spit shakes on 63. Like, literally spit shakes her fucking hand. Deal with Connor, and it's now Connor's place. Meanwhile, you have just a whole lot of jockeying going on between both sides of the board. Tom, Carolina, the kids, and it's like, what do they do? What do they do? Meanwhile, Frank, Carl, they actually, it was Carl that unearthed a letter from Logan in his personal safe that, was basically like a will. It wasn't signed by a lawyer, he says, but basically laid out who Logan wanted to succeed him as CEO. And, who gets what goes where. And Carl, the fucking rat that he is, Frank comes in and tells him, look, I found this, but it could go in the toilet. Which leads you to wonder, what does that letter say? What? Frank, a little more pragmatic, a little more level-headed, says, yeah, it could. But, you know, it looks like he wants to be more in the books. Meanwhile, you could kind of see the jockeying on the other side. What, you know, what do the kids want to do? Meanwhile, they're going to call from Mattson. And, you know, Mattson's trying to feel him out. They leave it as a power play. They don't pick up right away. They call him back, and it's a little awkward. And, you know, they're basically saying the deal wants to go through, and Mattson's saying, no civil words. I don't give a fuck that your father died. I wanted this deal to finish in 24 hours. You know, Carl and Frank, they invite the kids. They bring them to the den. And they basically say that they found a letter, which basically lays out that Logan wanted Ken to succeed him in running the company. But there was everything in pencil, and there was a pencil mark that may or may not be either underlined or struck through Ken's name. Which leads to another discussion with the children. And Ken, I mean, in his head, he's finally where he wanted to be. He wanted this company. This is what he so desperately needed and wanted from the beginning in season one. Basically goes, you know, he goes to Stewie and he says, if I could swing being the CEO, will you back me just temporarily just to get this deal done? Stewie comes in and he says, I'm going to put my weight behind him. The kids have another discussion. And Ken basically pitches that it should be one of them, not Frank, not Carl. And that it would be better if it was one of them or maybe two of them. And none of them at all. And they basically convinced Shiv that it should be Ken and it should be Roman. Obviously, Shiv feels like she's being kind of squeezed out. But Ken, Roman assure her that this is just a play just to keep their position. That nothing's changed. They're still selling the company. They're still buying Pierce's company. That this is just to keep Carl and Frank out of the den, out of the wolf's den, so to speak. And she reluctantly agrees, even though she knows that, you know, you can see in her face that deep down she feels like she's going to get fucked out of this. And to be honest, I really do think at some point Ken's going to make a power play and he's going to try to fuck them all. He's finally got what he wants. I don't see him letting go of it. That's just my opinion. They go back and they tell Frank, Carl, Carolina that they've agreed that Ken and Roman will be co-CEO. And, you know, the jockeying even begins there because Hugo and Carolina basically say, you know, we could spin this that it was left to you, or we could spin this that, you know, it was always the plan that the old man was kind of fading. And that's not really something that, you know, Ken and Roman wanted to do. Even though, obviously, Ken had no love lost for his father towards the end, they didn't want to smear Logan's name just quite yet. And that's pretty much it. And meanwhile, the big shocker. Let me save this to the end. Shiv got a call from a doctor. Which basically kind of sounds like she may or may not be pregnant. And if that's the case, obviously that changes a lot. What does that mean for her and Tom? What does that mean for her and her ambitions for running the company or selling the company or buying Pierce's company? There's a lot to be answered, a lot. Greg, let's go back to Greg. Greg was side of Marcia when Carrie arrived at Marcia, basically, like, shoot her the fuck out. Greg, where does Greg land? I mean, he was out of sorts with Logan. Tom's kind of like, you know, he's not really in the picture so much. Where does this leave Greg? It's going to be interesting to see. Obviously, this was week 4 I believe there's going to be 12 weeks in total this season. So there is a lot more succession to go. And we'll see what happens. But until then, this is Tone. This is Flagpole Sports, and this is Succession. All right. See you guys.